Yes, I'm joined by Richard Marshall, our head coach, after the emphatic win against Featherstone. Richard, give me your immediate reactions after what could be described as probably our best performance of the season.
Yeah, I think we performed very well at times this year, probably just come up short in terms of the scoreboard. Well, that wasn't the case today. I thought we performed very well and I thought we deserved to win the game and score some nice tries and pull away, perhaps at the end. Overall, very pleased. The players had some issues with top teams above us and, you know, winning these games and that. I had every confidence in the team that, and you get what you deserve. If you work hard in the week, you put in a performance, you win. Simple as that. And I was confident going into the game this week. We undid Featherstone quite a few times, which was pleasing. Made a few breaks, long range tries, scored from our own end. And, yeah, very pleased going away from Featherstone with a win and 2 points.
That attacking brand of rugby you've been trying to create and instill all season really came to fruition at times. 9 tries in total, a couple of hat-tricks for the wingers. And Danny Craven as well getting a brace. You must be delighted with the types of tries scored.
Yeah, wingers are important for many reasons. They've got to score the tries, they've got to finish off the chances. They did that. Danny Craven, I thought, added another dimension to us in our halves and his kicking game. Richard Moore, I thought, was great. I thought he had a real good fist of it in the first half. Didn't want to come off the field, didn't come off the field. And, on the whole, very pleased. It's good that, I'm not precious about wingers scoring or front rowers. It's good to get a hat-trick. That means that you're on your game and you're doing what's expected of you.
You touched brief on it just before about psychologically it's been important for the players. It must give you more confidence going into, the weeks coming ahead as every game gets bigger as we push for fourth spot.
Fourth spot wasn't or isn't as important to me at the moment is putting that performance in and then getting the result at the end of it, and then if we do that enough times this year, we'll end up in fourth spot. If we don't do that, we won't. It's as simple as that. But we've obviously beat Dewsbury, who sit above us in the table. Now we've beat Featherstone, unfortunate against Bradford and Lee. We competed, we were in with the shout of the game, but we couldn't get it home. Today was a different story for us, so yeah, mentally I think that will be refreshing for the players.
Adam Tangata's now played 2 weeks in 2 games. He really seems to be showing his worth to the side after a bit of an inconsistent start to the season. You must be really pleased with the impact he had today.
Yeah, some of the players who don't get in, there's 2 ways to handle it. You can either spit your dummy, fall out with us, fall out with me, fall out with the teammates, so you roll your sleeves up, you work hard in training, you train for 5 weeks knowing that you're not going to be playing. Well, he didn't know every week, I'd tell him he wasn't playing. I need to do the same every week, and then give me his opportunity 2 weeks ago. Great. I don't think we've seen the best out of him. There's some subtle to his game which I quite like. He's got some late footwork. He's strong. He's got a good body position in the contact. I think we can sort out his defence out. We might have a player.
The players have certainly bought into the brand of rugby we want to play. It looks like the fans have as well. Cries at the end of there's only one Richard Marshall. Richard Marshall's Barmy Army. That must be pleasing.
What it is, it's late on a Saturday evening. They've probably been in the pub all day. And, it's not the usual Sunday 3 o'clock affair. So they've probably had a few beers there. But and quite rightly so, it's good to have something to sing about. Sing about the 17 lads on the field and not me.
Any injuries as well coming away from today? They look like there might be a couple of knocks.
We had a few head clashes, a few head knocks. Ross Devoto's got stitches. Richard Moore's got stitches. Andy Brayshaw's got a neck injury. And Adam Tangata, again, towards the end of the game, come up with a head injury. So, fingers crossed, we play for Hunslet on Friday, short turnaround. So, we'll hopefully assess them over the weekend and see where we're at.
Is it important to take Hunslet next week? Not for granted after coming off such a big game like this?
Well, we played Workington up at Workington, put in a great performance, won. We've done the same today. For me, if we turn in our fight this week, these results, in my opinion, mean very little. We still might be up there in terms of the table, but not for me. We need to kick on from here. This is a springboard to our season.